We are ready to begin this journey we have been talking about for some time, this Lenten journey, this 40 days of purpose journey. I hope you are ready. If you are not ready, it's still not too late to get ready. There is a book that you can have simply by asking for it. There are plenty of them still on the tables in the narthex. Matters not which door you go out, you'll find one of those tables with a book for you. If you are not part of a weekly group yet, there's still time for you to do that. Simply let us know that you want to be part of one of those groups, and we'll take it from there. Well, the children really set me up well this morning. They sang a song entitled, "It's Not About Me." And that's what the 40 Days of Purpose journey is all about. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's about God. Christian life and Christian ministry, Christian faith, are not about us. They're not about what we want and what we like. They're not about what feels good to us and what's comfortable for us. They're not about what we can afford and what we prefer. Christian life, Christian faith, Christian ministry are about God, about who God calls us to be, about what God requires of us. As we begin to focus on the five purposes for which God created us, that you will discover in the Purpose-Driven Life book, I want to begin not by looking at any one of those five, but by asking you three questions. You'll find those questions indicated on the insert in your bulletin. And, all the questions aren't there. I've left some blanks for you to fill in. And you'll find those things. If you don't hear me say them, you'll see them on the screen. The first question, I want to talk to you today about three questions. The first one is the question of existence. The question of existence is, why am I alive? It's an important question for you to ask. I hope that you've asked it at some time, or if you haven't, that you will ask. Why am I alive? But it's a question that's been around for a long time, and it's been asked over and over and over, beginning with the prophet Jeremiah and perhaps others before him. Why was I born, Jeremiah asked. Was it only to have trouble and sorrow, to end my life in disgrace? Maybe there are times when you felt that way, as Jeremiah felt in that time of his life. Was I born just to experience a bunch of problems? Was I put on this planet just to have heartache and grief and stress? Arthur Ashley Brilliant wrote, "My life is a superb cast, but I can't figure out the plot." Jack Hanley said, "I hope life isn't a joke because I don't get it." Dr. Hugh Moreland, who was the chairman of the Department of Philosophy at Northeastern University, some years ago, wrote to 250 well-known philosophers, scientists, writers, and intellectuals throughout the world, and he asked them, "What is the purpose of life?" He got many responses, fascinating responses. He put them together in a book, but some of them were these. Many of those who answered Dr. Moreland's letter admitted that they didn't have any idea what the purpose of life was, but that if he knew, could he please write and tell them? Carl Jung, the famous psychiatrist, said, "I don't know the meaning of life. I don't know life's purpose, but it looks as if something were meant by it." Isaac Asimov, the famous science fiction writer, wrote, "As far as I can see, there is no purpose in life." And Joseph Taylor himself wrote a book with the title, "I Have No Answers to the Meaning of Life, and I No Longer Want to Search for Any." Those are tragic statements. My friends, they are very sad, because life without purpose, life that does not recognize its purpose, is much less than it could be. Some would say that life without a sense of purpose is no life at all, at least not as life is intended to be. You know what the number two killer of teenagers is? Number one is accidents. Number two is suicide. Suicide, which results often from not knowing what's going on, what this is all about, why I'm here. For you see, understanding what the purpose of this all is helpful when you face the difficulties and the griefs and the pains, the tragedies of life in pushing through them. If you understand that there's more to it than just this, there's more purpose than just what I'm experiencing now. There are lots of answers to the question, why am I alive? The survivalist says the purpose of your life is simply to stay alive, to live as long as you can. The naturalist says the purpose of life is just to perpetuate itself. You're here just for biological reasons. The rap artist Ice-T wrote this in one of his songs. The only reason we're here is to reproduce. So just chill out and reproduce. Keep the species alive. I could pause over that one a while, but I think I'll keep going. The hedonist writes, the purpose of life is pleasure. Have fun. Party hardy. The materialist says, life is all about the acquisition of things. Your life is measured by how much you own and what you have. You know, the problem with that is that he who dies with the most toys still dies. These are not really satisfying answers to the question, why am I alive? Because they all say basically the same thing. You have got to create your own reason to be alive. You discover your dreams. You go after your goals. You have some ambitions. You dream big dreams. You aim high. You believe that you can achieve. You have faith. You figure out what you're good at. You never give up. You involve other people. Now, all of those things are good things. All of that advice is good advice. And if you do those things, you will make a success of your life. But being a success and knowing your purpose in life are not the same thing. You can be, in fact, you can be a raving success and still never know, what on earth am I here for? What did God put me here for? What is the purpose? What is the meaning of all this? For you see, the purpose of your life is far greater than your own personal fulfillment. The purpose of your life is far greater than your own happiness. The purpose of your life is far greater than your own peace of mind. Remember, it's not about me. It's not about us. It's about God and what God has in mind, in store for us, what God calls us to do, what God calls us to be. You were made by God and you were made for God, and you are here because God has a purpose for you. And until you understand that purpose, life will not make as much sense as it needs to make. Even the Old Testament writers were clear about this idea. The writer of Proverbs, one of the writers of Proverbs, said it this way: the Lord has made everything for his own purpose. It is for God's purpose. If you want to know if God still has a purpose for your life, check your heart. If it's still beating, God has a purpose for you here on earth. The truth is that God has five purposes, five distinct reasons why you are here and why you are needed. In these next 40 days, we are going to look in detail at those five purposes, one each week beginning next week. The five reasons why God put you on this planet. But today, this morning, by means of beginning, I want you to look with me at God's motive. Ephesians, Paul in Ephesians said it this way: long before God laid down the earth's foundations, he had us in mind and settled on us as the focus of his love, to be made whole and holy by his love. The heart of that thought is the phrase, the focus of his love. If in these 40 days, in this season of Lent, you don't get anything else, I want you to understand this. This is the most important thing for you to know and to remember. God made you to love you. And for you to love God. You were created to be loved by God. God didn't need you. He wasn't lonely. He made you in order to love you. He didn't need you. God wanted you. And before we can talk about anything else, before we can take anything but the first step in 40 days of purpose, you have to understand what you are on earth for. You are here to be loved by God and to love God in return. The first question, why am I alive? What am I here for? You were created to be loved by God and to love God. If that's the only thing you can remember, remember that. The second question, the question of significance. Does my life matter? There is a question that people have struggled with through millennia of time. Does my life matter? Again, to the ancient biblical writers, Isaiah was frustrated, discouraged. He said, "My work all seems so useless. I've spent my strength for nothing and for no purpose at all." Certainly there are times that all of us feel like that. We get to those places in our lives when nothing is going right, when nothing seems to follow the direction we want it to, when we can't achieve our goals and our dreams, and in fact we seem to be going backwards. We might echo Isaiah's words, "My work all seems so useless. I've spent my strength for nothing. No purpose at all is achieved by what I'm doing." But we were made for a purpose. We were made for meaning. And if you don't know what your purpose in life is, and you don't know why God made you, then life doesn't make sense. During World War II, there were prisoners in a Nazi concentration camp in Hungary. They worked in a factory there. But one day, the Allies came along and they bombed the factory. They destroyed it, blew it to pieces. But the prisoners were still there, and the Nazi soldiers who were in charge of them were still there. They had to have something to do. So the Nazi soldiers had the prisoners take all the rubble from the factory, all the broken up bricks and the steel beams and the wooden components, and stack them in the yard where the factory was. And then the next day, they had to take all the bricks and all the beams and all the components and move them down the road to another empty lot. And then the next day, they had to take all of those things and move them back again. And then the next day, they picked them all up and moved them down the road again and back and forth, day after day after day. Then something strange began to happen among the prisoners. They began to lose their will to live because there was no meaning, no purpose in their work. They were just moving bricks back and forth. Even when they were prisoners working in a factory under horribly oppressive conditions, even then there was some purpose in what they were doing. They were achieving something by their work, but now there was nothing. Many of them began to throw themselves in front of the guards, trying to get the guards to shoot them, in essence trying to commit suicide. Because you and I were made for more than just survival. In his book, The Purpose-Driven Life, Rick Warren talks about this. And he talks about living at three different levels. I want to share with you what he says at this point. He says, you will go through life at one or more of three different levels. The first level, the lowest level, is what I call the survival level. The survival level is where many folks live. They're just in survival mode. They're just barely getting by. They're controlled by their circumstances. They put in their time and they live for the weekend. Survival mode. The next level, a step up from that, is called the success level. That's where most of us live. Most folks will find on the success level. By the world standards, we are successful. Compared to the rest of the world, we have a comfortable living. We have possessions. We have freedom. We have good health. We have success. But if I'm so successful, how come I don't feel fulfilled? The reason is it takes more than just success to satisfy our souls. The third level of living, Rick Warren says, the third level is what he calls the significance level. And you live at the significance level through these things. You know what God's purposes for your life are, and you live them out. You understand the meaning of life, and you know how much you matter to God, how much God loves you, and how much God desires your love for Himself. This is really what Jesus instructed His followers about so long ago, as Mark tells the story. If you want to become My followers, Jesus said, deny yourselves, take up your cross, and follow Me. For those who want to save their life will lose it. It's not about Me. Those who want to save their life, those who want life to be about them and to be about their own survival and their own success, they will lose it. But those who lose their life for My sake and for the sake of the gospel will save it. If you will just stay with us for the next 40 days, we're going to talk about what it means to live at that significance level. We're going to talk about and focus ourselves for these 40 days on the problem that Peter had. You remember what Jesus said to Peter? Get behind Me, Satan, for you are setting your mind not on divine things but on human things. For at least the next 40 days, we are going to try to focus ourselves on the things of God. It's not about Me. It's about God. To focus ourselves on divine things, not human things. To discover what God's purposes for us are and to let go of some of our own dreams and designs on our own life. We're going to talk about what it means to live at that significance level. But besides all this, God has extremely long-range plans for you. In the 33rd Psalm, the writer says, God's plans endure forever. His purposes last eternally. The purposes we're going to talk about for the next 40 days are not just for the rest of your life on earth, but they are for the rest of your life eternally. God says, you were made, I was made, we were made for eternal life. I was made to be loved by God and to love God. I was made to last forever, to live eternally. This life is not all there is. One of the biggest ways that you can waste your life is to think and act like this is all there is, just what there is here and now. When the Apostle Paul wrote, he tried to make it graphic in 2 Corinthians when he said, when this tent we live in, our body here on earth, is torn down, God will have a house in heaven for us to live in, a home He Himself has made, which will last forever. This gives meaning, significance, purpose to life, knowing that there is more to it than simply what we are experiencing now. Even the ancient Hebrew writer of Proverbs said, leave your impoverished confusion and live and walk up the street to a life with meaning. So the question of existence, why am I alive? God answers by saying, I made you to love you and for you to love Me. That's why you are alive. The second question, the question of significance, does my life matter? Yes, it matters. It matters not only now, but it matters eternally. You matter so much, God says, that I intend to keep you with Me for the rest of eternity. So here we have arrived at the third question, the question of intention. What is my purpose? What on earth am I here for? And I said, as I said, that's what we spend the next 40 days looking at. But the great King David asked that question more than 3,000 years ago. Why did you create us? For nothing? You want to understand the meaning of life? You want to understand life's purpose? You want to understand your purpose? You find your purpose in getting to know God. Knowing God results in every other kind of understanding. The wise writer of Proverbs says, it all starts with God. It's not about me. It's about God. And that's why. To discover our purpose, look to the Creator. Look to the one who imagined us before we ever came into being. Look at the one who dreamed about our world and then created it to be. There we will find our purpose. Again, the Apostle Paul is one who is able to take an idea and make it graphic for us, give us something to hold on to. In Colossians, he says, for everything, absolutely everything above and below, visible and invisible, everything got started in him and finds its purpose in him. And then Paul was writing that to the Colossians. He had different words to say to the Ephesians. It is in Christ that we find out who we are and what we are living for. Part of the overall purpose God is working out in everything and in everyone. If you want to know your purpose in life, get started knowing God. The more you know God, the more you will understand the ways and the wisdom of God, and the more you are going to understand the meaning and the purpose in life. It's all about God. If you're going to get to know God and God's purpose for your life, you can't do it by yourself. That's one of the reasons why Jesus called us into this community called the church. Even Jesus was not able to do it by himself. He didn't start working in ministry in public until he had gathered around himself a family of faith, a team of disciples. And together, they followed Jesus, did the work that he called them to do, and then Jesus sent them into the world to recreate that community everywhere they went. And that community of faith is still being recreated whenever people like you and me come together as a family of faith. You can't do it by yourself. If you want to know God's purposes for your life, the second thing is, it's going to take time. It's not just give it to me quick and it's over. It's not about finding right answers. Understanding the meaning and purpose in your life is not about finding the right answer or the right answers. It's about a relationship. It's about learning to know God and walking with God through your life. That's why we're taking 40 days to begin, to look at God's purposes for us. If it were just an answer or a set of answers, I could give them to you in 10 minutes. And we could all walk away and be the better for it. But it's not about answers. It's about a relationship and about the relationships we have with one another in this community of faith, where when we gather together, God is with us. In your bulletins also, there is there's a letter from Pastor Candy and from me. It's on a brown-colored half page with the 40 Days of Purpose banner across the top of it. This is simply an invitation to you. And I hope that you'll receive it as an invitation for yourself, but also pass it on to someone else who may not be here today, or someone who doesn't know about our church, or someone who doesn't know about God and Christ. Use this as a letter of invitation in any way that you choose. But it's an invitation to participate in the 40 Days of Purpose by doing three things. First of all, hear the seven messages of the 40 Days of Purpose. One down, six to go. Second, read the daily readings. There's a book for you if you want it out in the narthex. Read those chapters. It won't take you more than 12 to 15 minutes a day. And then join a group. Still room in lots of groups available for you. All you have to do is let us know. All of us are at different places in our spiritual journey. That doesn't matter. It doesn't matter where you are. The only thing that matters is that you're here. And that you're part of this journey with us. We're all going through this together, no matter how well or not well prepared for it we are. Some of you are what we call seekers. You are you are not sure about this stuff called Christian faith, but you're interested in checking it out, that's okay. I hope that there are seekers in every one of our groups. Some of us are brand new believers. Some of us are what I call stumblers. Some days I'm a stumbler. A stumbler is a Christian who is not really very close to God and not quite sure what God has in mind, but stumbling along from day to day, sometimes getting it right, but mostly not. And many of you have been faithful Christians for a long, long time. And I trust that even for you, these 40 days will be an opportunity for you to discover new things in your relationship with God in Christ, and that you will learn more of God's purpose for your own life, no matter how old or young that you are, regardless of where you are in your spiritual journey. This last verse that I have for you from the book of Acts is helpful. It makes no difference who you are or where you're from. If you want God and are ready to do as He says, the door is open. And such is God's attitude toward us all the time. When we are seeking God to understand who God is and what God's doing, to understand what God requires of us and needs of us, God's door is always open, always ready to commune with us and communicate with us, always ready to receive us into His family. I commend to you the 40 days of purpose. It's going to be a grand journey. We have spent considerable time getting ready, and now the fun begins. I trust that it will be, for all of us, an opportunity to learn and to grow in Christ. We know how the journey begins. We've prepared well for it. What we do not know is how it ends and where it will take us. I trust that you will be adventurous and that you'll want to see and experience every moment of these 40 days of purpose. For you just may learn and know and do some things you never imagined before as you discover what God has in mind for you and for all of us. Amen.